I may give more additional information about the terminal of the vehicles. Actually, it's volunteers for those vehicles who want to participate in this pilot project. But in China, that is for many OEMs, they already have the terminal, have the equipment on the vehicles, especially for the vehicles for mass production. To the market, but the issue is that we don't have the facility, if we don't have the infrastructure to connect with the vehicles. If the ISUs in these cities is not enough, is not connected for all the areas, and it's not useful for those vehicles equipped with the terminals. So that's why we have this project. We want to have the vehicle, road, and the cloud together. And we try to encourage the cities to have as much as infrastructure, ISUs, or any communicator center, just roadside calculator center together, and to provide such kind of environment for those vehicles who have the terminals, connected terminals. And for the second questions about the data, and we, during this pilot activities, we try to encourage the cities to have their data platform. And for each cities, they will have their own data platforms. And in meanwhile, we have the vehicle road cloud standard system, as mentioned by Ms. Emily, and we try to have those standards for the interface, for the data protocol, maybe in the same. So we have all the standards, we have all the standards same in China, and that's give the opportunity to each different data platform. They can exchange the data during different platforms, and then we can find the chance for the data flow and data usage and any values for data. So we just have the foundation, have the condition for those cities and the OEMs, and then we will see any business models in the future.